tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngokustudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 7 kumpandula 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngithe ngibona icabinet le ngabona ukuthi kungani kulo tshintsho oluncane nje ukubona nje labo Kesti Coventry sebengena kusport ngecontribution ayenzileyo laye kusport. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi sisebenzise i-experience yakhe yona le.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhethe idale lakhe labaphathi ntambo ele cabinet lamalunga angamachumi amabili esehlisa inani ebelikhona labangamachumi amathathu lantathu. Ukansela Solomon Mkuni nguye osekhethwe ukuba ngumeya wedolobho lakobulawayo esekelwa ngumnumzana Tinashe Kambarani. Nguhlelo Woza Friday silomculi osakhulayo ohlabela ingoma zokholo lezokuchadisa odabuka edolobheni lakobulawayo usakhile Mthombeni. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhethe idale lakhe labaphathi ntambo ele cabinet lamalunga angamachumi amabili esehlisa inani ebelikhona labangamachumi amathathu lantathu. Okutsho ukuthi kulabanye abakade bekhona kucabinet ngaphambilini kokhetho asebegunyelwe. Ikanti ke kulabanye abatsha abakhethiweyo. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngugcile.
Abatsha abangene kulicabinet bagoqela uProfessor Mthuli Ncube osengumphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezemali lokuthuthukiswa komnotho welizwe, uNkosazana Kesti Coventry osengumphathi ntambo wezabasakhulayo ezemidlalo kanye lezokujabulisa uZulu, uDr Obadaya Moyo osengumphathi ntambo wezempilakahle, uNkosikazi Sekesayi Nzenza osengumphathi ntambo wezisebenzi kanye lenhlalakahle kaZulu, uMnumzana Mangaliso Ndlovu osebona ngokuthuthukiswa kwamankampani kanye lokuthengiselana, kanye lomnumzana Kane Mathema osengumphathi ntambo wendaba zasekhaya lokulondolozwa kwamasiko esintu. Kukhethwe njalo abasekeli babaphathi ntambo bengatsha zikahulumende ezilichumi lantathu kuphela. Ugatsha lwezokulima luqhubeka lulabasekeli ababili, umnumzana Douglas Karoro loVangelis Haritetos yibo abasekeli bomphathi ntambo wezokulima. Umnumzana Victor Mathema Danda usengumsekeli kamphathi ntambo wezomvikela labalwa impi yenkululeko, umnumzana Edgar Moyo usengumsekeli kamphathi ntambo wezemfundo yeprimary lesecondary, umnumzana Love Mo Matuke esiba ngumsekeli wogatsha lwezisebenzi, umnumzana Fortune Jatsi esiba ngumsekeli wogatsha lwezokuthwalwa kwempahla labantu, unkosikazi yeukayi Simbane Gavi usengumsekeli wendaba zabatsha, umnumzana Rajesh Komati Modi esiba ngumsekeli wogatsha lwezokuthengiselana, umnumzana Mike Madiro esiba ngumsekeli wogatsha lwama-industry lamabhizimusi. Okokuqala embalini yelizwe ukuthola owesifazane ekhokhela ugatsha lezomvikela labalwa impi yenkululeko oselukhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Opa Mchinguri Kashiri. Umabhalane omkhulu kahulumende uDr. Meshack Sibanda nguye obesethula amagama abakhethwe nguMnangagwa laba e-State House lapho ahle yazisa khona ukuba bazofungiswa ngomvulo. UZulu wamukele leli qula labazakhokhela ingatsha zikahulumende ngendlela ezehlukeneyo. Umnumzana Nkosikhona DVD ngomunye wabakhulumisane lalumsakazo wapha umbono wakhe ngaleli dale le-cabinet.
Ngithe ngibona i-cabinet le ngabona ukuthi kungani kulo tshintsho oluncane nje ukubona nje labo Kesti Coventry sebengena kusport ngecontribution ayenzileyo laye kusport. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi sisebenzise i-experience yakhe yona le. Sibone o-deputy minister abanjengabo Rajesh Modi, ama-business person esiwaziyo sibili kobulawayo ngabe ngena labo ku-industry lapha kuyitshengisela ukuthi hayi kumbe singathola okungani kungcono.
Ulethemba lokuba baza kuvunyelwa ukuba basebenze laba bantu besebenzisa ulwazi asebelalo, hatshi njengalokho obekusenziwa ngowaye ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe.
Ekusebenzeni khonapha ekuhlala kulohlupho ngoba kathesi hayi sibone ngani kumbeva ngazama singazi ukuthi yena umongameli welizwe labamsekelayo laba bazawulithatha njani uhlelo lokusebenza. Kodwa ngabe nganikwa sibili isikhathi lokuthi basebenze sibili bengabanjwanga nzima, hayi ngani kungasebenzeka, especially oqatheke kakhulu kwezemali lapho. Nxa uprofessor la esebuyile, so kumele anikwe ithuba lokuthi la yabona imbono azame imizamo engasincedisa njengeZimbabwe.
Obona ngezokukhulumisana elihlanganisweni yentatheli zindaba ezisakhulayo eYoung Journalists Association Zimbabwe, YOJA, umnumzana Leopold Munende uveze ukulijabulela leli dale labaphathi ntambo.
Ade ngani ngcono ngoba at least lo ngama technocrats siyabona o professors siye sabona futhi esiphinde futhi sibone abantu abanjengabo Shithando abanye basebenza kumama yini. So into esiyithakazelelayo sibili sibese sikhala futhi abantu abanjengabo Kirsty Coventry ngabantu abalesisindo lathi sebe sibona ukuthi hayi sibili cabinet yethu ingani iqinile. Ya kodwa ngeke saqamba amanga kumbe saziqambela amanga esathi it's perfect. Ngoba siyababona abanye abanjengabo Energy Mtholi ngabangani bakhe uJulai Moyo siyabathi ngabangani bakhe njalo he was rewarding them.
Kubethwe njalo amagama abaza kuba ngosiba lukhulu bezigaba eziyisitshiyagalolunye ama-ministers of state ngaphandle kweHarare ukuba baqhube umsebenzi labo. Laba babalisa unkosikazi Judith Ncube wakobulawayo, unkosazana Mary Mliswa weMashonaland West, unkosikazi Apollonia Munjerengi weMashonaland East, unkosikazi Monica Mavunga weMashonaland Central, unkosikazi Ellen Gwaradzimba weManicaland, umnumzana Larima Vima waphiwa iMidlands, iMashingo yaphiwa umnumzana Ezra Chadzamira, iMathebeleland South yaphiwa umnumzana Abednego Ncube, lo mnumzana Richard Moyo ophiwe iMathebeleland North. Ebuzwa ngokuthi kungani engakhethanga abanye abaphathi ntambo bamabandla aphikisayo, umnankagwa uthe kakuzange kube le nkulumo phakathi kwakhe labamabandla aphikisayo, ngakho-ke ukhethe idale lakhe le-cabinet elandela iziqondiso zebandla lakhe le-ZANU-PF. Abachiwe ngaphandle kwe-cabinet entsha le babalisa omnumzana Obed Mpofu, Patrick Chinamasa, Josiah Hungwe lo-David Parerinyathwa. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevisi Gama.
Selokhu sikudaba olufanayo. Idale labaphathi ntambo elekhabhinethi elethulwe lamhlanje lamukelwe ngenjabulo ngabaningi abathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wenze kuhle ngokungabuyiseli amalunga abekade eseyinhlalabe kwamihla ngemihla kuhulumende. Abanye ngabancome ukuphiwa isikhundla sikamgcinincebo isizwe umnumzana Mthuli Ncube oyazakala ngokukhalipha kwezemali. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
Ngombono wami, I think this was the best that he could have done. Ngananzelela nje ukuthi upresident ukhetha icabinet yakhe from ama-members of parliament abevotele. So from abantu ababevotele mbona ngani he did his best. At least he ukhithile bona laba ama-faces ajayelekileyo ukuthi zabe sikwazi kwicabinet, kuyabe kulo Obed Mpofu, kuyabe kulo Patrick Chinamasa, kuyabe kulo David Parerinyathwa. So uzamile utelethe ama-faces amatha abancane. So under the circumstances from the choices akade lawo, I think is one of i-cabinet njengani i-balance because he tried to pick abantu from different races, different tribes, different provinces. I think almost yonke i-province is actually represented i-cabinet le.
Nxa sikhangela kwabe sifazane ke ubona ngani uwenze kahle na?
Ngibona ngani uzami, I mean kubomama he could have done better because unananzelela kulabomama abayi-4 kuphela. So I think he would have done the best. And wakale mama wakona ngwabala uStendiso Opa ngabantu abavele bekhona ku cabinet. I think if you're looking at about 20 ama cabinet ministers, at least if you try 10, there is a kungcono. So that means there's still a long way to go when it comes to representation of the mass.
Ngasikhangela izihlobo ke uhlobo ukubana kugcwele yini amashona kuphela amaNdebele labo ke babona njani.
I think the point engingayikhuluma ukuthi I think he has tried to get almost every province the cabinet lapha. So ambona ukuthi umuntu ongakhala ngokuthi i representation is not important because he tried to represent, you know, in race and tribe. I think it's balanced.
Lo ngumnumzana Zenzele Ndebele ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe obekhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo.
Yebo, mthwaka komuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930 6040 la ku 15460 kHz ku shortwave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today axoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngukhasi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001 202 465 0318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngukhasi lethu LFVOADebele.
Councillor Solomon Mkuni nguye okhethwe ukuba ngumeya lamuhla esekelwa ngumnumzana Tinashe Kambarami edolobheni lakobulawayo. Amakhansila angamachumi amabili lasificamunemunye anqobe kukhetho olwedluleyo. Bakhethe ababili laba ebulawayo City Council Chambers emkhosini ongenwe izakhamizi zaleli dolobho. Amakhansila la anqobe kukhetho olwedluleyo wonke ngawomanyano wamabandla aphikisayo e-MDC Alliance. Ukansela Mkoni lo Kansela Kambarami ngabasakhulayo abaneminyaka engaphansi kwengamachumi amane yokuzalwa. Anastasia Ndlovu obesemkhosini lo sila ecingweni ukuthi asichasisele ukuthi bekusenzakalani namhlanje kobulawayo. Siyakwamukela Anastasia.
Ngiyabonga sithandekile.
Ye, ungasichasisela ngamafitshane ukuthi kwenzakaleni lamuhla e-Council Chambers kobulawayo.
Namhlanje e-Council Chambers kobulawayo amakhansila angu-29 anqoba kukhetho olwedlule ngontulikazi bavotele umeya okaward 23 uSolomon Mguni ukuba abe nguye umeya wedolobho lakobulawayo. Kwathi umsekeli wakhe yena okameya uSolomon Mguni onqobe umkhansila Malandu Nyube ukhethiwe ukuthi abe umsekeli kameya wedolobho lakobulawayo. Uthi Nathi Khambarani udle unqobe ukhansela Mlandu Ncube uthole amavoti ambalwa. Ukhansela Nathi Khambarani uthole amavoti angu-16 kuthi Mlandu Ncube wathola amavoti angu-13.
Yebo, abantu bamukele njani lolu khetho abakade behlezi khonapho e-Council Chambers? Siyananzelela ukuthi babefuna ukuthi bayisithe lapho kule ndawo enkulu khona, kodwa bagcina bebuya khonapho bebegcwele, njalo akuzange kube lokutshengisela njengakuqala.
Okwenzakale namhlanje yikuba amakhansila wonke wongu-29 ayenelisile ukuthi ahlale e-Council Chambers. Wathi umabonakude obexhunyiwe nguye oxhunywe ebulawayo lathi City Hall ukuthi izakhamizi zibone ukuvota konke okwenzakalayo. Ukuvota kuqhutshwe kahle kukhokhelwa ngu-Provincial Administrator uKhonzani Ncube. UKhonzani Ncube uqhube ukhetho lolu kahle. Lapho kukhethwa umeya uSolomon Mguni abantu bajabule kakhulu, kodwa kuthe sokunominethwa umnumzana Tinashe Khambarani abantu bahle badana. Kube nokudana okukhulu ngemva kokuba uTinashe Khambarani esenqobe uMlandu Ncube. Abantu bathengisele phandle kwebulawayo Light City Hall behlabelela besola ukuba uKhambarani bekungamelanga akhokhele ngoba ulamacala athize anawo. Bathi ulesikwelede se-NRZ esingange-40,000 okumele asibhadale, njalo bona abafuni kukhokhelwa ngumuntu ongasuki kule indawo. ngaphezu kwalokho ama councilor wona ngokwawo athele imsakazo we studio 7 ukuba bona bebemele bevotele umguni lomlando Ncube. Lokho okwenziwe ngamanye ama councilor ukuthi banominate uKhambarami bahambe ngaphandle kwesimiso sebandla, bathe bona sebelinde ukuba ibandla licazulule ukuthi nabo abangalandelanga isimiso sebandla bazajeziswa kangakanani ebandleni.
Ye, kodwa kuphethe ngani konke ngamafitshane?
Abantu baqhubeke bekhonona bethengisela ngapha belindwe ngamapholisa ahlomileyo athwala lamanzi alumayo, kodwa isiphetho sakhona amakhansila acina ephume siye emakhaya. Abantu lokhu betshengisela besola okwenzakeleyo. Abakusole kakhulu yikukhethwa komsekeli kameya ongasuki esigabeni. Njalo into eyenzakeleyo lo nyaka ihlikile leminyakeni, abantu abathe bavotelwa baneminyaka engaphansi kwengamashumi amane, ikakhulu uMnumzana Solomon Mgunu leminyaka engu-35 njalo ligqwetha emfundweni yakhe. Kuthi uKhambarami layo leminyaka engaphansi kwengu-40 ungusomabhizimusi edolobheni lakoBulawayo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ukusethulela lolu daba.
Ngiyabonga.
Leyo bekuyintatheli zindaba ye-Studio 7 u-Anastasia Ndlovu. Obesethulela udaba lapho kukhethwe khona umeya wedolobho lakoBulawayo uSolomon Mgoni, yena osekelwa ngumnumzana Tinashe Khambarami, ukuhlaziya udaba lokhetho lukameya lolu kanye lengxabangxoza eke yaqhamuka kuviki edluleyo. Omunye ukhansela waleli dolobho ikhethwa ukufungiswa ngolimi lwesiShona. Sixoxe lengcwethi kwezamasiko njalo engumlobi umnumzana Isaac Mpofu.
Ngumuntu owazi ulimi lwabo, hathi kodwa ulimi lodwa, owazi imikhuba yabo, owazi ukucabanga kwabo. Kumele abe ngumuntu ophefumula mphefumulo munye labantu laba abaphathayo. Yebo kambe isisekelo sikubali lokhu, kodwa ukuthi akulandaba akukhathali. Ngiyabona kuyabe kuyikulahleka. Ake sithathe imasingo, akumele abe umuntu wakhonale, umuntu okwazi abantu bakhonale, owazi nezifiso zabo. Ukuthi bangangithatha nje nginje ngingazi lutho, ngingabakhokhela njani abantu, ngingabalahla, ngingaze ngagcwalisa izifiso zabo? Ngizakhuluma njani ngoba ulimi lulisiko, lungena enhliziyweni yabantu, lungena emkantshweni wabantu.
Kulabo-ke abafika kudala edolobheni lakoBulawayo asebesenelisa ukukhuluma ulimi, kodwa abazali babo kumbe okhokho babo bengadabuki kuleli dolobho.
Ngiyabona mtelami nxa umuntu elalele abalaleli, impendulo ikhona kukhona lokhu esengikutshilo. Ngoba ngithe mina sithi nxa ungumkaraga njengoba ngingafanisa, labantu bakini bezwa befudumala nxa selikhuluma isikaraga seni, senza isikaraga seni. Umuntu wokuza angaza kangene ezinyathelweni, angaza kangene emkantshweni, angaza kangene engqondweni lezifisweni zabantu ngokugcweleyo, uzabe lokhu esilela. Ubukhokheli bufuna ukuthi bube ngobugcweleyo, bungayisibo obusilelayo.
Lo ngumnumzana Isaac Mpofu, ingcwethi kwezamasiko njalo engumlobi wengwalo zolimi lwesiNdebele, sixoxelaye ekoBulawayo. Live Talk lamhlanje sihlaziya ukubunjwa kwedale labaphathi intambo ele cabinet elikahulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kukhetho.
Itchy Waza Waza Friday my darling. ngithi Water Friday ilamba lingomile wena.
Uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi osakhulayo ohlabela ingoma zokholo lezo kuchadisa odabuka edolobheni lakobulawayo uSakhile Mthombeni. Asizweni ixoxa lo Ezra Chisa Sibanda we Studio 7.
Sokunize namhlanje abaningi abahlabeleli sebethanda ukucula ingoma zokholo. Kuleli viki kuhlelo Woza Friday sehle safiyabonela ukuthi uJathunqa ukuthi sihlanganekelo Sakhile Mthombeni, intombazana esakhulayo ecula ingoma zokholo. Baningi abathanda ukuthi bamazi ukubana-ke yena-ke ukhule kanjani.
Ngiqale ibanga laphansi lemfundo eMandletu Primary School eNkayi ngo-1992. Ngisuke nga-transfer sengisiya ku-grade 5 ngo-1997, ngafunda eGambu Primary School ngaze ngaqeda u-grade 7. Ngithe ngisuke eGambu Primary School ngafunda eMpophoma High School from 2001 ngaze ngaqeda u-form 6 ngo-2006.
Lezi nguyo zibhalelayo ke uSakhile, njalo kubikwa ngakibo bonke bacula. Uqale ukubhala lokucula eleminyaka elithumi kusukela khona ngale ke primary school elokhu engoculayo
for my high school choir from 2001 ngaze ngayiqeda ngo-2006 ngilokhu engumhlabeleli weMpophoma High School choir. Ngikhule ngesikhathi kulabahlabeleli abanjengeplatform 1, oyibone Chaka Chaka, Dolly Parton, Ivangeli Loxolo. Ngakho ngathi abahlabeleli abathiyeneyo yibo abangigqugquzeleyo ukuba ngibe ngumhlabeleli wezokholo, njalo lezothando kumbe ngingathi ezemitshato.
Ilizwi lakho liyahlabusa, livevezela mnandi Sakhile. Akungikancane uyabona undinte nje ngengoma engangithunuka ngaphakathi.
You love me, I do you. You just wanna use me, I do you. You just wanna test me, boy, you do you. You just wanna use me now, I do you.
Wow, liyahlabusa lizwi lakho liyashaya mama, kubonga mina. Tela ke leli ke liyachisa njalo ke lichathise ke abaningi kulezi zizuku. Kuba kuhle ukubana ke sazi ukubana ke ikusasa yakhe ke uSakhile yona ke uyibona njani, njalo ke utholakala ngapi?
Ikusasa lami ngikhangelele ukubana ngikhule ngisiya phambili kwezomculo, ngiphakamise ilizwe lakithi eliZimbabwe. Mina ngihlalangala koBulawayo noma eVictoria Falls. Ungangithola ecingweni lami oluthi 0773 747 360.
Kuba kuhle ubona abahlabeleli abasakhulayo becula ingoma ezilohlonzi kanje. Siyabonga kakhulu kuSakhile Mthombeni, nguye umhlabeleli wesilayo kuleli viki ke kuhlelo Hosa Hosa Friday. Sibele mpela sonto emnandi. Happy Sabbath kuSakhile. Lali balaleli bomsabo wesitu 7 oplatelayo ezwetshilo Sibanda lisali.
Keep them, your holy mighty Father. Keep them, your holy loving God. Keep them, your only loving Father. For He is love and You are forever. Keep them, Your only mighty Father. Give them Your only loving God.
take us to his home. He's coming to destroy all the evil. He's coming again to judge the world. Are you ready to see him coming? He's coming to take us to his home. He's coming to destroy all the evil. He's coming again to judge the world. Are you ready to see him coming?
Lo ngumculo kaSakhile Mthombeni, yena ngumculi osakhulayo ohlabela ingoma zokholo lezokuchadisa udabuka edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Besisizwa lapho ehlabela njalo ichasisa ngumculo wakhe kuhlelo Woza Friday lapho ebexoxa lo Ezra Chisa Swanda we Studio 7. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje wathi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhethe idale lakhe labaphathi ntambo ele cabinet lamalunga angamachumi amabili esehlisa inani ebelikhona labangamachumi amathathu lantathu. Ukansela Solomon Mguni nguye osekhethwe ukuba ngumeya wedolobho lakoBulawayo esekelwa ngukansela Tinashe Kambarami. Njalo kubikwa kube lokutshengisela ngemva kokukhethwa kukamnumzana kukakansela Kambarami. Ngoba iningi belikhangelelwe ukuthi kuzanqoba uKansela Mlandu Ncube. Bobabili uKansela Mguni loKansela Kambarami ngabasakhulayo abaleminyaka engaphansi kwengamachumi amane yokuzalwa. Hayi ke siligqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.